Hey, Caitlin.
Hey, Evan.
Sometimes you just need to take a break from everything and just play an amusing card game.
I do.
Also, last episode, we forgot some music. So now we're actually going to try doing everything live. I have a soundboard.
Which anyone who's watched the streams knows we have these soundboards. I don't know why we added the podcast music in post always.
Yeah, we can do things live.
We can do things live. Yay! And now I won't forget to add the thing of the week music anymore while we bob our heads in awkward silence.
It's going to be great. Thank you. I'm glad. Great. Thank you for your enthusiasm. Yes, yes.
Thank you for very the cheers, for everyone. Yes, thank you.
So today it's exciting. We actually have some updates on various things before we get into the main topic, which is going to be another iteration of the card game that we play. But this one says it's all amusing. It's the amusing edition, and I'm very excited. Can I share one?
Yeah.
Dance the story of your childhood.
Oh, gosh. For context, though, this is a card game. There's different editions, family edition, friends edition, relationship edition, and we've played some of those in the past.
Usually they're all very deep
and serious.
Ooh, serious.
This one wants us to dance the story of our childhood.
So. I already have some ideas.
Yeah? Well, maybe that'll be the first one we do after we go through some updates.
So it's nice. We have been kind of like, honestly, for the longest time, over the past 3 years, we just film videos and the projects just get set aside, abandoned, and I feel kind of bad.
They don't always get abandoned. That makes it sound like we never use the things we make. We sometimes get put in the guest room.
But
indefinitely.
We hung our resin paintings.
We did.
They're great.
We hung the Bob Rosses.
We get to enjoy them when we walk by them every time.
Yay.
Yes, above my son, it did start to bulge a little bit. I don't know what that's about.
Oh, yeah, that is weird. I don't know why the resin bulged above your son. Yeah. Was it like that? I don't remember it being like that until like a couple days later.
It kept on evolving and growing.
Yeah. Is there uncured resin under that?
Probably. And one reason why we're able to get our life a little bit more under control is in the future, we're going to start scheduling less videos. I'm not sure how many videos we're actually going to output, but for the longest time, our schedule's been
changing all the time. Can I do a big disclaimer here?
Yes.
Because this might sound like broken record. Because we have come on here before. We have a whole episode that's just like getting our life back together to prevent, and we've talked about like preventing burnout a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And any of our family members can tell you that on repeat from us is like things have been really crazy, but like we're getting things in order. Like we're getting our life in order. We've not scheduled ourselves so much. And then the next day they hear, we kind of overscheduled ourselves a little bit.
Yeah, some opportunities
came up. Things are a little crazy
right
now. Things are crazy right now, but they're getting better.
And like, that's how it's been for like 2 years.
Yeah. The first year we just knew it was crazy.
We just knew it was going to be crazy. No, yeah.
Yeah, but we've been doing these like, we've been on this roller coaster of things getting crazier and then getting slightly less crazy and then crazier and slightly less crazy.
You know,
and overall, the roller coaster is slowing.
Well, we've been adding all these things. We've been adding streams. We've been setting new things up. There's a lot of new things that have come up. Like we did some bonus cooking videos that added to the schedule and everything like that.
We started doing garage streams a lot more frequently.
But we've learned a lot of different ways we have failed at reducing our schedule.
Mm-hmm.
So this next attempt at not burning ourselves, or, you know, burning too much of the candle that we have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've ever really seriously approached burnout, but there have been times where I have felt like a wet rag that has been wrung too much or something like that. I'm not sure if that's the right analogy, but I have felt so drained. It's been worth it.
Yeah.
Because we have been seeing growth, because good things have been happening, all of that work means something and it's worth it. But there definitely will be a point in our lives where I know that we need to like preemptively slow down a little bit. We can't work 7 days a week all day forever.
Yeah. Yeah. We know we can't do that forever. So we have gradually been trying to slow down, and then we'll slip and we'll you know, like the past 2 months, we've been producing videos at a schedule we were a year ago when we said we really need to slow down.
Yeah. But hopefully, maybe you guys can, like, if we start making too many videos on our main channel, say, hey, you said you were going to stop. No.
So yeah, we are trying to reduce, and we did it around the beginning of quarantine. We started doing every other week videos. That was great. That was really great.
Well, I think another thing that
and that's kind of what we're going back to.
One thing that's going to help and hurt with this attempt to slow down is our evolving views on our second channel.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Which is something we wanted to talk about, because the second channel went pretty much entirely neglected for most of our YouTube career.
Mm, yes.
We posted a few little tiny...
like April Fool's thing.
Yeah, a little April Fool's video.
I made you something for your birthday.
Mm-hmm. Or it was for our anniversary.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, our 12th.
April 12th.
Yeah, 12th.
April 12th.
April 12th anniversary. And we didn't really do too much else there because it's kind of like this, you know, mental cycle where it's like, you don't have too many subs there. You don't get too many views there because you don't put any videos up. But then you don't really want to put up videos there because you don't really have any subs or views.
Yeah.
And that started changing when we started doing garage. We call them garage streams, but it's basically it's streams in our garage where we're doing
live
some sort of
from
crafting.
Our garage. Yeah.
And we started just putting the full uncut streams on the second channel in the same way that we put uncut gaming streams on the uncut gaming channel.
Mm-hmm.
And they're actually doing pretty well. And that channel has, like, finally started to get some views and grow again. So mm-hmm. It's made us think more about things we would want to do on a second channel, which can be super experimental.
Yeah.
And
it's exciting because, you know, our main channel videos, they take a long time. The one about to release after you listen to this will have the ball started rolling...
3 months
ago. You know, before the video is published, you know? Mm-hmm. So that's an extreme example. But yeah, the main channel videos take a long time to set up with the ideas, the sponsors, all of that. But
we were watching a video recently and they talked about how their editing for the last video took 5 hours to edit. Five whole grueling hours. And I was like,
that would be your shortest edit ever.
That would be my shortest, except for like the very quick 2-minute second channel videos.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but on the main channel,
I've never.
A 5-hour edit would be like sonic speed.
Sonic speed.
Sonic speed.
Yeah. Like, it's insane. They take me like at least 15 hours.
I know. I'm pretty sure that many have taken you about 30 hours.
Yeah. I heard this once and it tends to like generally ring true for me-ish. Like, you can expect to take at least an hour of editing for a minute of footage. And like the 30-minute edits take around 30 hours. The 15-minute edits take around 15 hours.
Oh, that's
you know
true.
What I mean? And it scales with the amount of time the edit is.
And then getting all the music right, all the effects.
Is like, fast, Caitlin. I've gotten a lot faster.
She has.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've gotten really good.
How did we start talking about editing?
We started talking about...
the second channel.
The second channel. So the main channel videos take so much prep ahead of time, all that stuff. Second channel videos, the great thing about them is, like, if we have some time, like, if we free up enough time, instead of, like, putting more main channel videos in there, we might do some second channel videos. And since they have been doing well, we feel kind of justified to do that. And we have a lot of fun with them. We have a lot of fun ideas. We've started brainstorming second channel ideas.
And it sounds so fun.
I am
honestly
so excited about so many of them. They're going to be great.
And it's interesting because, like, I can see this getting two types of responses. One type of response is people saying, I want more main channel videos. Don't waste time and put time into second channel videos. Just put that time instead into main channel videos. There's also going to be the camp of people that are like, if the second channel type stuff is what you want to do, just do that on the main channel.
Yeah.
And it's hard because, you know, to the first person that, you know, is the type that just wants us to put all the time into the main channel. They don't like the gaming. They don't really care about the podcast. They just want more main channel videos. But the thing is, we can produce like 2, 3, 4, we can produce like a month of gaming content for the time it takes to do one main channel video.
And also probably the same for our second channel videos. We can do like probably 4 or 5 second channel videos in the time it takes for one main channel video. And those second channel videos are going to be really fun, and they're going to have a lot of elements that our main channel videos have. And I think it's just, also it's like, this is our evolution. We are doing a lot of this so that we have fun.
Mm-hmm.
And if we are not having fun, we're not going to be making good videos.
Yeah.
So I think in the end, this is in the interest of everybody.
And I feel like we often learn a lot from going outside of our norm. Like when we started doing the gaming videos.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, we hire out the gaming edits. But I feel like I adjusted my main editing style because of like changes and things that I saw our gaming editors do. Yeah. But we also changed the way we film a lot of scenes in our main channel videos because of streaming.
Yeah.
Because we had to get used to just going and going live and not taking the time to say like, wait, stop. Can we like redo how we just did that thing? It's all live.
Honestly, you know? Podcasts were our stepping stone to that also.
Podcast was our stepping stone.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel like even, you know, doing stuff on the second channel, even if it's totally unrelated to making or DIY, I think it'll help us evolve and learn more things.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, even this right now, I mean, this is interesting. This podcast, we used to record it and then we would need to edit it a ton when we first started.
So much editing in the beginning.
The podcast used to take us a whole day. And now we're at the point where this green screen is live. We're not doing it in post because I worked so hard
to finesse our green screen settings.
To finesse our green screen until it's really good. And I did that because of gaming, but then podcasting is benefiting from it. We can do podcasts faster and more streamlined because of all of these things we've done.
Mm-hmm.
And now that the second channel has kind of proven its worth to us, we like it, you know, the general audience that we're putting it out to is generally liking it. Now we can invest, you know, when we first pitched it as an idea to ourselves, we reused equipment and we kind of threw it together every time with components from the stuff we already had.
For the garage live streams.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like right now, we're investing like thousands of dollars in the setup out there.
So to have something more permanent.
Set this thing down. It'll have everything plugged in. The stuff is waiting for me.
We're not having to swap components between like this system and the garage streaming system.
But it's great because it all fuels itself. It all advances. But it's so funny that we started talking about all this because we're like, we're going to do less videos. And then we're like, and since we're doing less videos, now we can do more videos.
But like I said, they're not equal types in terms of time.
And we're going to get our life together in between the two. We want to like...
We're going to build a little bit of a lead on the main channel.
And also we need to like plug a leak in our attic where like...
Oh, yeah.
Rodents are getting in and bugs are getting in.
We were in the garage last night and we could hear something in the garage attic.
Yeah.
But crawling.
These are the things that like we just kind of put off. Because they're not like primary importance. But there's a lot of things all over the place, not just like with our house, but with everything, where like we kind of put our lives in secondary place behind our work. And we're really excited to make some of that a priority again. Working out again a little bit more. We did so good once we got the everyday calendar. And then they've slowly trailed off. And then in this
past
most
week,
crazy
we haven't worked
week,
out at all.
Oh, it's bad. But I'm excited about that. That's kind of a big life update that took a lot longer than I initially planned for. But
yeah, well, that's fun. And I'm going to extend it a little bit further.
Yeah, go for it. This is fun. I like this.
Because going back to like, you know, there's also going to be, you know, people that are super, super supportive and are like, just, you know, the types of things you're thinking about the second channel. Why not just do those on the main channel? Just do whatever you like. And like, we go back and forth about it because the cooking videos are something that were they were the second channel ideas that were close enough, the closest to our main channel type of content that we're like, maybe we can test it out. And we did 4.
Yep.
and they did decently. The cheese actually did much better than expected.
There are two huge negatives, though. And I want to get, do you want to finish your thoughts too? Because I have.
I was just going to say, like, I think the hard thing is, like, I think we confuse the algorithm a little bit. So I think, like, if we're going to do those, we tried to do one a month for like 4 months.
Yeah.
And I think we were confusing the algorithm and confusing our audience a little bit. And the people that watched them loved them. But they did get low reviews, and they do still take a decent amount of time. Not as much as it may, like, a project.
But a significant fraction. Sometimes two-thirds.
And as much as some projects.
Yeah.
Like, doing the blindfold baking took as much time as the ocean soap.
Yeah.
And it got half the views. And it's not all about views.
No.
But it's like, when we're in the process of trying to, like, get our life better in balance, and you're looking at what you can cut, you do have to kind of take that into account a little bit.
But also, it's confusing to our sponsors. You know, sponsors are still a huge percent of our income. And when you look at our channel and there's these big dips every now and then, we can't, like, easily express. Like, we knew that those were going to perform less, and we were okay with it. And we know what videos are going to do better and which ones are going to do worse. So don't worry, we'll put you on a...
like, good one.
The good one. You know, it's like, you can't really say that to sponsors, and, you know, it's hard to communicate that.
Mm-hmm.
And some sponsors and agencies, we have that relationship, and that's cool, but, like, you know, we're... It's very complicated.
If we're, like, pitching to new sponsors, it's kind of harder to be like, oh, and you'll notice that some of these videos get, like, a third of the views as usual. That's totally normal.
Totally normal, and we expected that.
We won't put you on one of those. You know, like, yeah.
But also, it's confusing to people who are coming to our channel, like, new people coming, because we're getting, like, multiple thousands per day sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah.
And I think
I don't worry too much about it being confusing, because, like, in my ideal world, we would do a wider variety of stuff on the main channel, and that would be cool. I think the main thing is, I think for a little bit there, we were doing it too frequently. And so, like, I'm still down to do cooking videos, like, here and there, but I think we were trying to force it too fast.
Yeah, maybe.
You know?
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see. Like, in a few months, we did, like, 4 cooking videos.
Yeah.
That's kind of a lot, considering our outputs, you know, our like, video schedule.
Yeah.
But it's
all a learning process. I mean, you know, I think the very first podcast we did is We've Changed or something like that. And we've done, like, multiple We've Changed episodes. And that's natural. We are humans. We are evolving and growing as our interests change and as our skill set changes and all of that. So it's good. It's natural.
Yeah.
So should we jump into the main chunk of the main game? Meat of
this? Are you ready to dance the story of your childhood? I'm sorry for audio listeners. I'll try to describe it. Ooh, for audio listeners, I'll try to describe it. Let me watch you. Are you flipping a book? You're reading? Are you? I would say that's video games, but you're flipping a book. Is it video games?
Yeah.
How come your hands, one hand is going up and one hand is going down? That's not how you do a controller. It'd be more like...
Yeah, so it's reading and dancing.
Wait, dancing?
Reading and playing video games. That is the dance of my childhood.
Yeah? I'm surprised you didn't swim. Well, swimming was more high school.
Swimming was more high school. And, you know, when I was a kid, too. I should have thrown in some backstroke in that mix. I missed that beat. That was a missed opportunity. But I was a weird kid, a little bit. I was a little bit weird in my own head. And, like, we would be, like, my family traveled a lot because my dad worked overseas. And on our way back home, we would, like, travel to all these places. But I'd be, like, in Paris and, like, just reading a little book. You know, it's like, oh, you're in Paris. See the things. Do the things.
I think when you're a kid, you don't fully, like, have the... full context of, like, how cool that is and how rare that is, you know, for, like, a kid to be traveling that much. And you guys traveled a lot with your dad's work.
And I wonder, like, if that might have desensitized me to going places and seeing things. Because I love traveling and I love being in cool places and experiencing them. But it's going from place to place and just seeing something.
You mean like sightseeing?
Sightseeing. Yeah, it's not my favorite thing.
Well, I don't really like sightseeing specifically either. So I'm kind of in the same boat. I like traveling, but I don't like sightseeing specifically. But I didn't travel like internationally a bunch as a kid.
Maybe it's just like, is it your thing or not? Who knows? Yeah. All right, Kaylin, it's time.
The dance of my childhood?
Dance the dance of your childhood.
Mine isn't really a dance as much as a slow skit.
A slow skit?
I mean, okay. I can dance the skit a
dance
little bit.
Dance the skit.
Okay.
Okay, I'll describe it.
Okay.
I'll be the narrator.
I have to stand up.
She's waving.
Hi, I'm Kaylin. I just moved here from this other state. I'll sit down now. That's me being the new student every 2 years.
That's your dance?
That's my dance.
The dance of moving.
The dance of moving a bunch. A lot of different schools.
I think this would be Caitlin's dance.
Drawing? Oh, yeah. I guess, like, to me, that didn't really start. I didn't really get super into it until I was, like, 13.
Oh.
But I guess the moving continued.
Wow, you did all of that? Like, Caitlin has binders, like, multiple thick 3 to 4 inch binders full of the art that she's made.
Mm-hmm. I started getting really into it at around 13. Wow. Yeah. So that's when I started really getting into like Zelda fan art.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Thank you. Okay.
Oh my gosh.
What? What is
it? I saw the next one.
What is it?
I know that I'm just reading all of them because they're in front of me. I'm sorry, but Caitlin.
Yes.
I'm going to read this to you. You have 5 seconds to start.
Okay.
Sing what you think the inside of my brain sounds like. It's more like,
oh, that's not really singing. Oh, well, here's another. What's this? What's this? There's something in the air. What's this? Technology over there. What's
that's
this?
It. That's it. Caitlin's is like, chunka chunka. Caitlin
is. I'm focused.
Focused and methodical. Like the inside of her brain is like a logic gate system. Mm-hmm. And she can really just like focus and not get distracted. And it's so weird.
In.
It's
like
so
weird because
we are so opposite in that regard. It's like we're very compatible.
Yeah.
And complimentary in that way.
Yeah.
But that's funny.
I think that's one reason why, like, you know, we've talked about kind of like our different responsibilities for the business. Mm-hmm. Like, editing takes a long time and it's a task you have to just like get into and stay into.
Yeah.
And so, like, we can have a day where I edit and that's all I do. And Evan checks off 20 miscellaneous things from the list. Mm-hmm. For me, if I have a day where I have to check off 20 different miscellaneous things, I get like, I'm a little stressed out. I don't really know where to start. And I don't like it as much. Yeah, you like it.
It's fun. Okay. This is hilarious because it's too close to reality. If you and I were isolated alone for a year, what would you feel like would be the best part?
Hanging okay. out.
So it has been almost a year of us
basically being isolated. Yeah. Even more so than we were In the before times. Which we were pretty isolated then, too.
Yeah. It's been fun.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, it's like having a constant sleepover.
Like you know, I wish that the world wasn't like this.
Yeah.
But we are with our best friend, you know? And we are each other's, like, everything.
Even before this, we decided we wanted to quit our day jobs and work from home together so that we could spend more time together. So, like, we enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, you know that feeling that you get during a sleepover where you're trying to go to sleep and you just keep on talking, like because your best friend is there and you're like, "Ooh, this is fun." Yeah. We do that
all the time. Yeah,
it's great.
Yeah,
and we're also like each other's cheerleaders too.
Yeah,
we're like, "Yeah, that's a good Evan. You did so good with that green screen," and I'm like, "Caitlin, that edit was so good."
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's.
It's pretty sweet.
It's pretty sweet. It's pretty
again,
sweet.
Not that we right. are happy that that is everyone's reality right now. But
no, but this card was like assuming that like if you were doing this with someone that wasn't like us, that it'd be different, like a big thing. But no, this is our reality.
Yeah.
Do you want to choose one?
Yeah, do you have a preference for
No, I hadn't read them.
Okay.
So you're going to surprise me with it. I'm ready. Hit me with something amusing. You can go through them if you don't like the top card. It's okay. We can just...
What's your favorite sound? Why?
What's
my favorite sound? Enact it.
My favorite sound. I can list some...
It can just be one you like.
That's a great one.
For anyone that doesn't know, that's Joob, right?
That's Joob. That's 100% Joob.
When she's meowing and running. I'm thinking of other sounds. It's Joob when she's meowing and running at the same time. So she's doing one long meow while running, going.
And she's basically just doing a solid meow. But because she's
running,
jiggling, and she has a little bit of
belly fluff that's kind of going back and forth.
A little bit of belly fluff.
Yeah.
Basically all of Juby's noises.
My brain went to Joob as well. That specific meow, the running meow, is pretty great.
It's also kind of
her ham meows too.
Every now and then when you're like sleeping or napping, you just go. Huh.
Oh yeah, I do that. Yeah, I go.
I think that's really cute.
Thank you.
That's okay. So what's your favorite sounds are probably Joob all related to?
Yeah, I mean the ham meow and the one of my favorite sounds is actually my ham call.
I can't
do it loudly because she'll hear it and she'll want ham, but it's in the ham wheel, the cat wheel episode, but it's like, do we love ham? I'm like, oh my god,
it's
sometimes
so fun
I think
to
of
do
it and I just want to say ham. Sorry, I'm doing it super quietly because like if she hears it, she will come, and if we don't have ham, it dilutes the power of the ham call, and you can't do that. But that's like one of my favorite noises, which sounds weird because it's a noise that I make, but
it's fun to make.
It's my favorite noise to make.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's something you weirdly find comfort in that others may not?
This sounds kind of weird to say because it can go like, it's comforting when you're kind of on like the edge of it, sort of. But I've lived in a lot of places where there's like, you get bad storms, like hurricanes or tropical storms or this or that. And like, there's something about like, the roads have 6 inches of water on them, so no one can go to work or no one can go to school because it's a bad storm. When it's like not bad enough that it's actually causing huge issues, but it's like bad enough that you can't leave your house.
That's nice.
Right?
I find comfort in that too when it's like,
and it's like kind of exciting.
Okay. This is another weird thing. And maybe it's because I traveled a lot. Maybe it's because we moved a lot. But I think there's something we both find like some comfort and joy in that's weird. When you wake up really early, but for a really good reason, and it's like dark and quiet out and no one else is awake.
It's like the 5 a.m. trip to the airport.
Yeah, the 5 a.m. trip to the airport and stuff like that. I wouldn't want to do it every day. But like when you're doing it for like Christmas morning trip or like a vacation or something like that. Like I just find like I just get like good tingles or like I just feel I like it so much.
A related thing is so we go on night walks, and part of that is because like Texas is hot a lot. Part of it's because we often don't finish up work until it's late. But like when I say night walks, sometimes that's 9 p.m. Sometimes that's 1 a.m. And like the later it is when we go on a walk, the more oddly comforting it is. Because like no one is outside. It's a weird thing to do, frankly, to just walk around your neighborhood streets at like 1 in the morning. It feels a little weird, but it's also oddly comforting.
It is oddly comforting. Sorry, I'm looking through some. There's some good ones in here, and there's some bad ones in this deck.
Yeah.
Honestly, like some of these are just... they're good cards, but they're not really amusing. Like, pretend I lost all of my memory and explain the concept of love to me. Ooh, that's like deep.
Yeah, it's not really like amusing. Today we're here for amusing.
Today we're here for like that.
I guess you could try to make it amusing, but I don't really know how.
Yeah. If I was a texture, what would I be and why?
Beard.
Beard? You would be a blanket.
Oh, thank you. I'm cozy.
Cozy.
Yeah. Yeah. My first instinct was beard. Maybe it's because, like, I pet your beard. I'll just come by and I'll give you, like, little beard pets.
It's nice. It's nice. Okay. Reenact a memory from my life and see if I can guess it.
A memory from your life.
A memory from my life.
So does that mean it can't be a shared memory?
Oh.
Or could it be a memory we've shared?
It can be a memory we've shared.
Okay. This will be more fun, I think, if it's something that the audience might have heard us talk about.
Oh. Too.
Yeah.
One of my first instincts, I don't know if I could have or should have done it, but your, like, 26th birthday party.
Oh, my 24th birthday party.
24th birthday party. Ooh, that was fun.
How would you interact, or how would you
I'll act just that? Hop up on a piano and shake my booty.
My 26th birthday or 24th birthday was at a dueling piano bar.
It was fun.
But here's the thing. It was more unique because it wasn't that about the location. No. It was a unique memory, and I'm surprised that this wasn't to enact it. You would need to grab a prop, because the thing was, you and my mom, who was also there, like, gathered hundreds of props. Hundreds of, like, little props and costume parts and accessories. Great. And so everyone was wearing, like, crazy glasses and hats and wigs.
Mustaches and
jewelry, you know, fake jewelry. Like, you guys just raided Party City.
Was that also the time when, like, someone grabbed the biggest granny panties ever? And, like,
I think so. That was someone else's birthday, and they had giant granny panties, and me and two of my friends all got in the granny panties, like, in a single pair.
I remember that.
And we all squeezed in. Yeah.
That was great.
That was a fun time.
Night. Yeah. So great that your mom was there.
I know. Well, you and my mom were, like, the masterminds
we were.
Of it.
We were. I was, like, sneaking around. I was visiting.
Yeah.
And I had to, like, run to, like, Party City, and I was coordinating with her.
Mom would often come out, like, on evenings out with us in the friend group.
That was great.
That was fun times.
Okay, so I gave you a lot of time to think of a great memory.
Yeah, but I was reliving.
Reliving the birthday party.
So should I think of one that it, like... I guess you did one from before the channel.
Whatever strikes your fancy. We're gonna, like, one thought that I thought of is, like, me falling through the ceiling.
Yeah, I thought of that too, and my reenactment was gonna be
whoa.
Well, so I've watched that clip so many times, so my reaction was gonna be, so most ceiling joists are spaced 24 inches apart, and then step. Crack. Because I know what you were saying right in the moment.
The first time we were rewatching that it made us, like, sweaty and nervous and, like...
Yeah,
it made me uncomfortable.
To watch it.
Could have gone bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it actually... We did a whole podcast about it, actually, about the experience of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was called, like, Evan Falls Through the Ceiling and We Rethink Our Lives. Or something. Yeah. But it was honestly really scary. Like, we can joke about it now and laugh about it now, and I feel like it's almost part of, like, channel lore. But at the same time, it's like, oh gosh.
Okay, moving on. Reenact your favorite scene from a movie. It's not going to be my favorite scene from a movie, but I just...
A scene, and I can try to guess it?
I just want to do it.
Okay. He's looking behind him.
I'm stretching my butt.
Oh, you're stretching your butt. Oh, Nacho Libre.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. The audio of just me saying, oh, you're stretching your butt.
That's great.
You're posing with your booty towards the camera.
Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes a man wears stretchy pants.
He's for fun. Quotable movies are some of the best. Nacho Libre was great, but your favorite is...
Kung Pao.
My favorite is Spaceballs.
Yeah. I also...
When will now become then?
I also do a lot of Monty Python quoting.
A lot of Monty Python. Both of us do Monty Python, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, like, it's just a flesh wound.
It's just a flesh wound. I'll bleed on ya.
Or just like, I'm not
I
dead.
Fought in your general direction.
Your mother was a hamster and your father smelt of elderberries. But yeah, my reenactment is mostly just quotes of movies that I really like.
Yeah. Wow.
Sometimes, especially the Kung Pao ones, are like even more, I don't know, like Monty Python, I feel like that's more well known. Some of the Kung Pao ones are kind of obscure, but people still catch it every now and then.
Okay, this is something that I can't do for you, but you can do for me very easily.
Okay. Do your best impression of me looking for something I lost. Caitlin, have you seen my earbuds? Did you check the couch cushions? Oh, yeah, they're there.
It's accurate. Hey, one time you lost your phone and I used technology to find it.
You did.
Mm-hmm.
Probably more than once.
Probably more than once.
Still pretty infrequently compared to how many times I help you find things.
It doesn't even compare. This, like, some of these aren't amusing. What's the wisest thing someone told you?
I actually do have an answer to that one. Ooh. Though. So I think, I don't know. It's just like one that I especially think of, like, since we've been running our own business. But a thing that my dad would say is like, the harder I work, the luckier I get. And it's kind of like true, you know? It's like
true.
Where we've gotten is a mixture of work and luck. But the more work you put in, the more likely you're able to find yourself in lucky situations.
Well, I mean, YouTube is basically the epitome of that. Because the more videos you put out, the more chances you have that something catches.
To get lucky, but you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This isn't amusing, but this stands out to me very vividly. Describe the first time you understood romantic love. I thought I understood love a lot, but like really, I first understood it truly when we very first started dating.
Yeah, same.
I thought I understood it.
I understood like what it was actually supposed to be, like fully when we started dating.
Yeah, when we started dating, I was like,
it's like, oh.
Duh.
Yeah.
So
I'm surprised some of these are in like those feel more like deeper conversations. This is for amusement.
This is for amusement. Make the sound of my personality. I feel like we already had that one.
No, that was like the sound of what goes on in your brain.
Oh, yeah.
I have the sound of our relationship.
What's that?
It won't make sense to anyone else, really. I don't think.
That's right? So true.
Right? Because
we
often
do that
like,
all the time.
We are like called to each other, which means like, hey, are you in there? Or hey, can you come over? Or hey, I have something to tell you. Or just like anything, any acknowledgement of each other is one of us will go, and the other one will go,
yeah, it's like echolocation.
Yeah.
And it's like, if Caitlin's listening to a podcast, instead of saying like, hey, Caitlin, can you pause it for a little bit? I want to ask you something. I'm like, and she'll like,
yeah. Or like, hey, do you have a second?
Yeah. It's great.
Right. Yeah,
it's a great signal. What truly surprises you most about people? That's a deep question.
Deep question.
Yeah. What do most people misunderstand about
too
you?
Too deep.
Too deep.
If you want deep questions, go to the other card game podcast.
Oh, this is like, this is the opposite of amusing. What's the first time he realized your mortality?
Hello?
No.
What's the most ridiculous thing you've seen me do?
Yes. You go first.
Okay. The most ridiculous thing I've seen you do?
Yes. I'm trying to brainstorm for you. Most ridiculous? But, like, in what way? I mean, we do silly, weird things all the time. Like, one that pops in my head because we posted about it on social media the other day is when
I was in your pants.
Pulled my pants all the way up to your shoulders and you ran around like a little, like, creature.
Yeah. Most ridiculous thing you do. Yeah, I think it's hard when you're, like,
also,
often ridiculous.
Also, like
our definition of ridiculous
is totally different.
Yeah. Again, my brain also kind of goes back to like
the party days.
Parties and stuff.
Oh yeah.
But I think some of those are stories not to be fully.
They're for us.
Some of those are stories just for us.
Mad Hatter? Were you thinking of Mad Hatter?
I was thinking of your birthday.
Oh. With the
surprise.
Oh, yeah.
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 The surprise. Drunken cake.
Yeah. Drunken cake.
Yeah.
I think we can say that, like, what you made.
Yeah. I was actually thinking this could be, like, a funny story for a whole podcast if we wanted to go into it.
Oh, yeah.
But briefly, anyone remember Epic Mealtime? I made an Epic Mealtime with style cake with some friends for Evan's birthday.
It was great. We can never share that video.
It's not appropriate, like, at all.
But we can tell the story.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we'll tell that story sometime.
Yeah.
Describe what you think I will be like at 80.
I mean, honestly, I don't see you changing. Like, you're going to be the same.
I think so. I want to be the same, and I think that we will be.
Yeah.
I don't see us changing that much. I like we haven't gotten serious in our 30s.
Yeah.
Like I like who we are, and we have both been people who analyze ourselves a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I don't really want to change more.
Yeah. No. And that's, you know, I mean, that doesn't mean not change as in like not evolve and like we still like are constantly self-analyzing and trying to improve things about our life and this and that, but I don't think that our wanting to do that will change.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of different. It's not like I'm never gonna change.
Yeah,
but it's like your personality will be the same.
Yeah. Still having fun with life.
Yeah,
you know. Describe what you think I was like when I was 7 years old.
You were taking apart remote controls and probably not putting them all the way back together, probably getting bored before. 7 years
old. I actually just loved going to the hardware store and just like looking at tools. I had a weird obsession with springs. I loved springs.
So was seven before you started taking stuff apart? Because I've seen a video of you dissecting, you were younger than seven, taking apart one of those like cards, Christmas cards that made noises.
Oh, yeah. I was like, I'm going to save this for something. I'm going
like
to save this
four.
Circuitry and electronics. Yeah, but I did like going to hardware stores and, you know, I was just generally happy kid. I would assume
at seven, you had a baby sister.
Yeah,
so you probably were spending time being a big brother.
I assume that you were very responsible and very honest. And you just told things as they were.
Honestly, I'm trying to remember what I was like at seven. That was like second grade. I was extremely tomboyish. Like
soccer.
I don't know. Is that still a word people use? I'm not sure. But I was climbing trees literally all the time. We lived in an area
where
the backyard used to be like up against our backyard. It used to be like an old dump. And so like I was constantly just like scavenging for stuff. So me and my friends had like, oh, this is where like this is Glass Mountain. And this is Clay Pond.
I still must like cringe at Glass Mountain.
Glass Mountain. It was just like a hill with a bunch of glass bottles on it. And you know, we were just like making tree houses and forts all the time. So I was like outside all the time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah.
I was also tan when I was little. I was like super tan because I was always outside.
Okay. One more thing. It's not really amusing, but it's just interesting. When were you at your most primal state and what did you learn from it? I'll go first.
Okay.
We were making the rainbow bench and things weren't going well. And the little lizard brain, part of my brain, just took over and I was very angry. I just got very upset for some reason. And I don't know why.
Yeah.
I think
you weren't
upset
at me.
We were just in a time crunch and like things weren't going well. And it was one thing after another. And I just got very upset and angry. And I don't get that way much. But it's so interesting because like I could feel both sides of my brain at that moment. It's like the logical part of my brain said, this is going to be fine. You can fix this. Just keep on going. Worst case scenario, it doesn't look the best and whatever. You know, it's like, But like inside, like the little like ancient part of my brain was like releasing angry chemicals and like making me feel all flustered and hot and stuff. It was so interesting that like that I could feel both of those things at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I feel like when I think of those or that kind of stuff, my brain actually goes to times where I was in like distress or like physical distress.
Mm.
So the times I think of are like that time after Maker Faire when we both got really bad food poisoning and we had to get on a plane. And I just remember being so like maybe primal isn't the right word, but it was like I did not care about the human side of me. I only cared about like
surviving.
Yeah. And I just remember like being in the Uber on the way to the airport
trying
and just being
not like, to,
like
don't
throw it. Up, don't throw up. Sitting on the first floor of the airport before we even could check in and just having to sit down. I just like sat down on the floor against the wall. Because we both like went to the restroom and we were going to meet each other. But like you went and sat down on some chairs and I didn't know where you were. So I just sat down on the floor next to the restroom and I was just like, I'm good. And I just sat there for like 20 minutes, just not even having enough energy to like go find you or care what anyone thought about me in that moment. You know?
That was a tough moment.
That was a tough time.
That was really tough. What does the way I text say about me? The weird thing, this is an interesting thing. This just leads to an interesting conversation. When we were long distance dating, we texted so much.
Yeah, when we were long distance, we were in communication pretty much constantly.
All the time.
When we were here, but we were working at different jobs, it was still pretty frequent. Not quite as much because in the evenings, obviously, we were around each other.
Yeah.
And we don't really text each other now, we're here all the time.
Oh, this is so good. This is so interesting. If you looked at our text messages back and forth, you would be so confused.
You'd be so confused.
You'd be so lost. Let me pull it up real quick. Because it's kind of amusing. So Caitlin texted me a screenshot of her Windows computer because I was looking at the specs for it. I was comparing it. We're chatting back about healthcare, like coming up.
But it's not even like chatting. It's just like a link with no context. A screenshot with no context.
A draft email message.
A draft email with no
context. A link to a Google document. A link about
another draft email.
Yeah, an address of a business contact. Chatting about food. You would think that like we are not in love at all. You would think that like we're just business and food.
But the thing is,
that's it.
The thing is, so here's what we use our chat back and forth. And we use Google Hangouts, so it's like on the computer and our phones.
Yeah.
So it's either... We sit right next to each other, so it's either like, ooh, can you chat me a link to that real quick? Or can you chat me that, you know, social draft, media right. post draft so that I can edit it real quick? And we'll just chat various versions of, like, drafts of various posts or emails back and forth. Or it's like, I'll just text an image from my phone to Evan so that I can pull it up on my own computer. And it's just like a random image because I want to like post it on Patreon or something.
And I know if I just get a random image, I'm like, she's probably using this as like a message board.
Yeah, I'm not sending you the image. I'm sending myself the image from my phone onto my computer because that's easier than plugging my phone in and pulling over the image.
Mm-hmm. So let's see. What can I do that you can't and how do you feel about it?
You can reach tall things. And
you can.
I feel okay about it. No, I can give a more serious answer too.
Yeah, I'll go
That's
first.
My amusing answer.
Caitlin has the power, like I said right at the beginning, she can focus, and she can like just get stuff done, and that really comes out during the edit. And I could not do the edits that she does. I just don't have the patience, and like gumption to do that. And I feel grateful that she fills that hole. Like, she fills that weakness of mine.
Like, something that... And I consider myself a generally tech-savvy-ish person. But next to you, I am a goose. Like, I have no knowledge That's a weird example. I'm just a goose. I don't know.
Like, I'm just a goose boy.
You just, especially since we started streaming.
Oh, yeah.
And all that, like, so much of the technology we rely on is so beyond me. And it's kind of gotten to that point because we kind of had to divide and conquer. And it was something that you were more interested in. Like, I don't necessarily have that big of a tech interest. Like, it's not something I've never cared about having, like, the latest phone or the latest computer or whatever. And I like it in terms of, like, I need it to do work and I want it to work well. But I feel like you just have this huge, vast knowledge. And often, like, because your knowledge is so vast, you can often have an innate understanding about something, even if it's new to you, you know? And I'm very grateful that you can do that because I can't do those things.
I do like technology a lot. And I think that has really helped our business in a very lucky way. Because I've spent hours and hours and days and days and days just researching and looking all this stuff up, because a lot goes into it. Oh my gosh.
Yep.
If my personality were a meal, what would be on the menu and why?
If your personality was a meal.
I just think of our favorite foods.
Yeah, not, I'm trying, like, not to think of,
like,
our favorite foods.
I just think mashed potatoes, because I like mashed potatoes.
But that's not your personality. If
personality
that would be...
were a meal, what would be on the menu and why? I think that... Now, don't take this the wrong way.
Yes.
Yours would be like... Okay, I'm trying to think of, like, the right combination. Soylent and Nerds.
Okay.
Because Soylent, if you don't know, is like a... like everything you need in a meal. Like,
in a drink.
In a drink. And it's like very organized and it's everything you need.
Very efficient.
Very efficient.
Yeah.
And when I think of Caitlin, I think of, like, she's very efficient. She's very, like, competent. But she's also, like, when things are done, she's really fun. You know? So it's like, you get, like, the efficiency and the goodness and, like, the balance and everything is good. But then you also get, like,
a fun thing afterwards.
Fun.
Okay.
I don't know.
Here, let me try yours. Yours is a seven-course meal.
Seven-course meal? I should have thought about my answer more.
Okay, no. I'm going to make it up as I go. I don't have it all here. I have the concept.
I only thought of two things, and I just went.
Okay, so it starts with breakfast tacos. Those breakfast tacos have potatoes in them. Potatoes are great. Then it goes to a meal with steak and asparagus and potatoes, because you were reminded about how great potatoes were. Yeah. And then you're like, man... steak is also nice. I'm going to have some steak tartare. That's great. And then, you know, what other raw things are good? Sushi is good. I'm going to have sushi. Ooh, rice is great. I'm going to have some fried rice. like this one element from the previous leads to the next thing.
That is a strong element of my mind. One thing leads to another thing, which leads to another thing. Caitlin will also often play the game where, like, I start singing one song and then it turns into another. And she tries to guess what songs they were.
Or, like, why one song turned into another song.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So I think that this is, we have to, like, do one last thing. And then I think let's call it, because it's almost time for Thing of the Week. We're going to end up with this. If I were a totalitarian dictator, what would be my first decree? My first decree would be... be nice to each other.
Yeah. Mandatory niceness.
Do one wholesome good deed every day.
Good deeds for all.
Good deeds for all.
Give your cat some ham.
Caitlin would be, everyone adopt a cat.
Everyone give me your cats. I'll take all of them.
Everyone give me all your cats. And that's when we move out to the rural place, and we get a giant farm, and we surround ourselves with cats.
Just a bunch of cats.
Wasn't that one of your, like, dream goals at one point in your life?
When I was little, I wanted to live with my mom and own 200 cats as, like, my goal for adulthood.
Goal for adulthood.
Live with my mom, have 200 cats.
Well, guys, you know what time it is?
Thing of the week. Look
at
that.
Yeah, we didn't forget that music. I was able to cue it up perfectly.
So good.
So my thing of the week is a mix of the two of us. It has to do with technology and organization. Mm-hmm. Cable organizers. There's a lot of different cable organizers you can get. Yes. I have bought many of the different types. Many. And I did all of that to find my favorite one, and I can pass it off to you so you guys can save time. So this is so simple. It's just kind of a rectangular-like clamp. That's like the space that it has in it. And you can fit like 8 cables in there, or you can just use it for one. It's multi-purpose. It's versatile. And the first version of this I found, they had this foam adhesive. Ugh. It was weak. It tore badly. All of this stuff. Now, the ones that I found now, they have very high bond adhesives. They're very almost semi-permanent, which is good and bad, but generally more on the good side. But oh, they're just so great for organizing your cables. Links down there. You're welcome. Organize your life.
Can I? And I'm going to add a disclaimer to that because we've already done a thing of the week that was your favorite type of cable organizers. But there's different. There's cable organizers for different methods. At that point, you did the Velcro ones, which we've looked to before.
Those two combined. Yeah.
The Velcro ones are great for like when you were like looping up a cable over itself. The ones you're talking about now are more for mounting a cable to a surface.
Or cable routing. Like you're running a cable from over here to over here. You don't want it dangling. You want it like in a line or whatever. Those
the
two
clips
combined
are like for attaching it, like securing it to a surface.
To a surface, yeah.
Yeah, so your favorite for that type of cable organization. My thing of the week is I think it's still kind of newish. I would still consider it newish series on YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Bob.
Binging with Babish has now expanded into the Babish culinary universe, and he has a new series called Stump Sola.
Yeah.
So if you guys remember back in the Bon Appetit days, one of the hosts was Sola, and she's awesome. And she has now started working with Andrew from Binging with Babish, and they have the series where they spin a wheel, and there's various challenges. And then she makes the challenge, and then like he kind of like judges it at the end, and they see if they were able to stump her.
I just think it's so cool that
it's really good.
YouTube channels and YouTube businesses are expanding and growing in these interesting new ways, and like how Binging with Babish now has like a production coordinator and like multiple film people and editors and
it's just so cool to see Sola see this next evolution for her too. Like finding like a great fit.
Yeah, I mean it's really neat how these platforms are empowering new interesting business opportunities like this and empowering people
and like individuals
to break away from big companies and do things all by themselves.
Yeah, or with like small teams like Andrew's team.
Yeah,
you know, like it's super cool and it's a really fun show so far.
Yeah,
like a couple examples just to kind of, well, there's not too many episodes right now, but the
18th century mac and cheese,
18th century mac and cheese was great, and then the other one was like everything was from like bodegas.
Yeah
the and bodega, there's been a couple more. Yeah, the bodega 7-course meal, like start with those have been my favorites so far.
Yeah, they're good.
But yeah, good stuff. Well, again, we'll have links to our thing of the weeks in the description.
Yeah. Anyways, thank you guys so much for hanging out with us today. We appreciate that you guys take time out of your day to hang out with the two of us. And by the way, if you want to get inside on a prank that we have going, go ahead and rate this podcast that you're listening to on whatever podcast platform you're listening to it on, 5 stars. We're trying to get up there in the charts. Confuse people. People are going to find Evan and Caitlin podcast.
Not know who we are.
What the heck? This is so well rated. And it's way up there in the rankings.
So
I better listen to it.
Charts.
And then they're going to be like, what? And then we're going to be like, we got them.
We're just trying to disappoint people.
All right, guys. Hope you're having a great day. We'll look forward to seeing you in the next episode. Kakwa.
Kakwa. Bye.
Bye.
Happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. There's 5 more seconds of this.
It's okay. Normally, I fade us out.
Bye.